Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama. Hey, Cool Mamas, this is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 50 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl, how are you? Well, you know, as always, I hope that you are doing well, and I hope you're feeling good from the inside out. So before we get into today's Cool Mama check-in and our episode, I want to first pause. I want to do a quick celebration for 50 episodes. Enter the applause. Enter the bam, 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 bam. One day we're going to have that on here, but like, girl, 50 episodes. I've been doing Keep Your Cool Mama podcast for almost 5 years. That is crazy. Almost 5 years. And while I would love to be well past 50 episodes, I would love that. But I'm going to celebrate what has been accomplished, because 50, that's a big number. And I just want to thank every single one of you that has stuck around with me during my on and off phases, because you know that happens. You know, as moms, that happens. But, you know, the fact that you continue to ride with me, continue to listen whenever I decide to get my life together and start recording again. Thank you. I just love coming on this mic to help encourage moms like me and you, and just share the wisdom that I have so far, because, of course, I'm still learning. And I hope that these past 50 episodes have encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you, even if it's just a little bit. I'm just excited to continue bringing you the same encouragement each week going forward. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for listening. If you do enjoy this podcast and you have been listening for a while, this is your first episode, and you decide, okay, I can rock with her, I like this podcast, if you could do me a favor and just share it with another mom that needs some encouragement so that we can go another 50 episodes and encourage more moms, right? And if you haven't already, if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast on whatever platform you are listening to me on, I would greatly appreciate that. So thanks again, girl. Thanks for listening. And, you know, if you could write me, email me, you know, send me a DM on Instagram, however you can reach me, and just let me know how this podcast has encouraged you. It will really help me. Not even help me, it would encourage me to know that you are listening and that I'm encouraging you. So yeah, reach out, girl, and let me know, how's motherhood going? How has the podcast helped you? What was one of your favorite episodes? I would really love to hear from you. All right, so it's time for our Cool Mama check-in. So currently, as I am recording this podcast, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, the same tired as always. I think like that's just going to be the way it is for a while. But I'm good. My sons had a great week in school. You know, in spite of the challenges that we faced this week, it was a good week last week. Motherhood, it was a little bit challenging last week. My children had some personal issues that they are working through. So, of course, I've been spending my time, you know, just being there for them, checking in often. You know what we do as moms, doing that as much as possible, as much as is needed. My youngest son actually finished his state testing for the school year. He was pretty nervous about that, but he felt like he did a good job, and we won't get those scores until, I believe, the end of May. But he's feeling good about the test. You know, after he finished it, he let me know that he was feeling good. So I'm grateful about that. My middle son, Marquise, he received Student of the Week award, and he has been winning that award all school year. And I told him, like, you know, you've been working hard, you have straight A's, you're a good student, you have good character, it's going to come. So it made him feel extra good that award came. It made me feel good for him, and just super proud as his mom, because I see him working so hard all through the school year, and just doing his thing, keeping those grades up, starting high school on a high note, because he's in ninth grade. So I'm super proud of him. And, you know, while the overwhelm of motherhood has not let up, you know, because that's the thing, it's going to happen. That's how it is. Good things are happening in the midst of it all, so I can't complain. I'm currently in the middle of decluttering and spring cleaning, which is always a good thing. Cleaning lightens my mood. So when I make time for that, I love it. It's actually a stress reliever. I'm finding that it's a stress reliever for me to clean. So that's been good. Just getting all of the extra things out of the house that are not needed, because, man, like, the, you know how it is when you have kids and it just seems like you're collecting and collecting, and it's like, where did all of this stuff come from, and why did I get this where did this come from, what was I thinking when I purchased this? It's a lot of that going on. But I'm just trying to I want to be a minimalist. That's a bit drastic right now, but I'm working towards that and just getting rid of the stuff that we don't need. So that always lightens my mood. So all in all, I'm doing well. Can't complain, like I said. So now that you heard about how I'm doing, and I have shared that with you, I've shared it with myself, I checked in with myself, take a moment today and check in with you. How are you feeling today? Talk it out with yourself. Have a talk with a loved one. However you do it, check in. Check in with you, okay, mama? So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I want to ask you a quick question. Do you have those moments in motherhood where you feel like you just are not doing enough? Is it just me? I know it's not just me. I have those moments often. Those moments where you wish you were more of this, less of that. And I ask you those questions knowing that we all deal with those insecure moments in motherhood where we feel like we are not doing enough based on our own standards, or maybe based on the standards set by others, like our family or how society says moms should be, right? The big word should, how we should be. But if you're anything like me, you have moments in motherhood where you feel like you are completely failing and you just need a reset button. I feel like that a lot more than I would like to admit. These moments happen often for me. But even when others compliment me on how well behaved my children are, or how they think I'm doing a great job as a mom, it doesn't take away those insecure moments. You know what I mean? That I have about how I wish I would have done this, or how I wish I would have done that differently. Those moments still happen for me. Or feeling like something is wrong with me because I'm having a hard time adjusting to the new norms that develop as my children grow. The older my sons get, the more I feel these type of thoughts crowd my mind. It's like I said, it happens a little bit more often than I would like to admit. I would say that it's only natural for a parent, you know, to want the best for their child. That's normal, right? I would say so. And I will also say that it's not healthy to harp on all of the should've, could've, would've, you know, all of those things. Like, we need to focus on the good, what's going well. And I'm learning that by not focusing on the good more often, it takes away from the opportunity to actually enjoy my children while they are still young. And so with that being said, I've become more intentional about being present in motherhood in every way. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm being very intentional about being intentional and being present and snapping out of it the best that I can when I'm noticing that those same patterns are kicking back in. And I'm being aware of my opportunities and doing my best to look at them as just that, an opportunity for growth, not an opportunity to be unkind to myself about what I haven't done. So with that said, I'm also doing my best to be intentional about focusing on what is going well in my motherhood journey, like I said, and being grateful for the lessons and wisdom I've gained so far. This perspective shift, it's just one way that has helped me to build my confidence in motherhood. So in addition to the perspective shift, I also want to share two other ways that have helped me to stay confident in my motherhood journey. And my hope is that if you are not feeling confident in your motherhood journey, that these tips, like the shift in the perspective and the other two that I'm going to share, will help you to get that confidence back, or get it if you never had it. And to have these tools in your toolbox for when these moments show up so that you can get yourself back to where you need to be. So number one is allow yourself to be human. Now, I know some of us may refer to ourselves as super mom. And I agree that what we do as moms is superhuman sometimes, and it's pretty awesome how we do what we do when we do it, how we do it. Okay, girl, like, we are awesome. I agree with that. However, I don't want us to get so lost in the title of super mom that when we don't measure up to what we believe makes us super and we fall short. Because first of all, we are human and we will fall short, it will almost make us fall into a false narrative that we are not good enough as we are. So allow yourself to fall apart when you need to, and don't feel bad about it because you're human, right? That's a way to remind yourself, I'm human. Let yourself fall apart. You need to cry, cry. You need to let out a scream, scream, like whatever you need to do. Allow yourself to make mistakes in motherhood and learn from them. Allow yourself to ask for help when you need it. Allow yourself to be human, because that's exactly what you are. You are human. When unrealistic expectations start to run through your mind and make you feel less than, because this happens to me way too often, so I know I'm preaching to somebody. I'm talking to somebody that deals with this as well. When that happens, allow yourself to just remind yourself that you are not perfect, right? You are human. When those moments happen, when those unrealistic expectations creep in, remind yourself, I am human. Now, for me, I have the tendency to think that if I don't do everything perfectly as a mom, I'm going to ruin my children's lives. Like, this is a real thought, y'all. Like, I really think about like, oh my God, if I don't get this right, if I don't do this the way that I'm supposed to do it, I'm going to have them on a therapist couch talking about how terrible my mom did this. And when she said this to me, like it caused me to feel this way and react this way. Like it's insane, but that's real. That's one of the things that I deal with as a mom. It's pretty unrealistic, huh? I know it is. It's okay. But I want to be real with you. And it happens, right? It happens. And when it does, I have to remind myself that I am not perfect. And all I can do is my best. And when I do my best and there's room for opportunity, there's things that I can't control, I rely on God to fill in those gaps where I'm not able to do anything, right? All I can do is my best. And I tell myself that my children will have their own journeys, right? And there is only so much that I can control. If I don't remind myself of these things, it causes me to develop a lack of confidence in myself. I mean, because motherhood is a journey, and it's a journey that is filled with many lessons. And when I remember that my children are not the only ones that are growing and learning, it allows me to let go of the need to be perfect and embrace being human. So, allow yourself to be human. This is a confidence booster for me, because when I allow myself to just be me, I allow myself to learn from my mistakes. That builds my confidence personally, and that builds my confidence as a mom. So take that and sit with that and let me know how that works for you. Okay. And number two, ask for help when needed. Now, I know as moms, we hear this advice often. Like we hear this all the time from the time our kids are born. If you need help, ask. Like you don't have to do everything on your own. Ask, but hear me out. And I want you to hear what my thoughts are about this when it comes to confidence in motherhood. Okay, so because some of us as moms are so used to doing everything and not asking for help, because no one does it better than us, right? We are unconsciously adopting this attitude that causes us to believe that we know it all. Subconsciously, unconsciously, like however, whichever word that it is, like we are adopting that this attitude that causes us to believe that we know it all. Now, if this is you and you are anything like me, this will be a little difficult for you to admit about yourself. I understand, girl, but just take some time and sit with it and think about it. Is this me? Like, just think about it. Do I feel like I know it all? Okay. Now, with this know-it-all attitude, when we run into situations within motherhood that are unfamiliar, that are difficult to deal with, or just overwhelming, we lean into the belief that we know it all. Like we run into the I know it all type of attitude and the belief. And when we realize that we don't know how to handle the situation, a lot of us don't reach out for help and suffer in silence. Adopting the know-it-all attitude as your identity as a mom, it may make you feel like you are a failure and that you do not appear as, and you don't, okay, so you don't want to appear as a failure to someone else, right? And the people in your village, you don't want them to think that you're a failure. Now, this can negatively affect our confidence. So if I believe that I know it all and I can't figure this out, then I must be a bad mom, right? No, Absolutely not. When we realize that we don't know it all and allow ourselves to be vulnerable with those that we trust, we can invite help in, and that help can come in the form of wisdom. Sometimes help isn't service-based, like someone coming to help with your children, like to allow you to take a nap, or someone cooking dinner for your family. Like, those are all awesome things. But sometimes help can come in a form of advice or wisdom from another mom who has been there and done that. Sometimes it's someone praying for you. Sometimes it's even reading a book from an expert. I'm the type of person that I will try to figure it out on my own before asking for help. Like, that's just how I am. And it's something that I have to be intentional about not allowing myself to completely lean into, right? But I found great success and peace in learning from my friends who are also moms, right? My mom, my sister, all of those people in my life that care about me and want to see me succeed in motherhood. Also asking for prayer, reading books and articles, and listening to podcasts that can help me navigate the difficult seasons in parenting and motherhood. So ask and seek for help when you need it. Okay, because God did not intend for you to go on this motherhood journey alone. It just wasn't in the cards for you to just do it completely alone. There is always help in some type of form, some type of way. We are all in this together and we're trying to figure it all out. And if you simply have a hard time being vulnerable and opening up to others, I want to encourage you. I want you to pray and ask God first. Now, I have a scripture that I want you to meditate on that I think describes how, not I think, I know, it describes how willing God is to help us and give us the wisdom that we need. Okay. So James chapter 1, verse 5. I'm sure many of you know this, but meditate on this when it comes to motherhood. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Not only is there encouragement in there, but there's also a promise there that if you ask God for wisdom, not only will he give it to you generously, but he will give it to you. Like, it's not a maybe so. It's not, oh, we'll see what happens. He will give you the wisdom. And that wisdom may be him sending someone in your life to give you that wisdom. It may be a book. It may be a sermon. It could come in so many ways. It could come with him talking to you directly while you're in your silent time. So many ways it could come in. But that scripture is just so encouraging because it lets me know, it lets us know that we are not in this alone. Okay? We are not in this alone. If you are a mom whose confidence is low and you need a boost, try switching your perspective, try allowing yourself to be human, and try asking for help when you need it in the form of wisdom, advice, whatever it may be. Start with those things and watch how your mindset just starts to change about your motherhood journey. And I want you to remember that no matter what you are going through in your motherhood journey, you are not alone. I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. And I love you. Please share this episode with another mom that you know needs to hear this type of encouragement. And also, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening. And this, when you do this, when you rate, review, subscribe, this helps us to reach more moms who are in need of some type of extra encouragement about her motherhood journey. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, ladies. And until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. Until next time, I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.